Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday, Thursday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Olami 613 with a special Thursday edition after the Jewish holidays with a live studio audience. Okay, welcome back everyone. And it has been quite a Jewish holiday season, all the way from before Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Simchas Torah, Chol HaMoed, the in-between days, and Simchas Torah, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. It has been an absolutely unbelievable holiday. And the reason why we are doing a special Thursday night edition is because the miraculous redemptive time that we are experiencing now among the Jewish people just has to be discussed. We have to talk about it. These are not normal times. These are beyond unbelievable. If we are writing a history book, there is a huge chapter that's being written right now, and we cannot miss it. I know there's baseball playoffs. I know there's NFL football. I know that NBA started. I know there's a lot going on in people's lives. Folks, we are witnessing history. We are living through history right now of the most unbelievable kind. I have so much to share with you about what has happened with the miraculous hostage release, with the current ceasefire. God willing, will be the end of the war in Gaza. And it's overwhelming how much there's to share. I got a ton of messages specifically requesting a Monday motivation for this. So here we go. Our family has been discussing, we've had, you know, friends in Israel have been reporting to us that right as the, you know, the hostages and afterwards have been released, there's been a palpable feeling of joy, of happiness. And it's transcendent. It's not just like a happy thing like your team won, but it's a time of geula. Geula means redemption. It means that when we were taken out of Egypt, that is called a geula. That's called a redemption. God redeemed us from slavery in Egypt. There's a palpable feeling that it's not just a happy time in Israel, which it is. It's a happy time for the Jewish people, but it's a moment of redemption. It's a redemptive moment, an opportunity for all of us to tap into that what is happening to the Jewish people is something incredibly special. And that's what we want to talk about in, God willing, several ways on this podcast. So first of all, the emotionally overwhelming reunions of families that have not seen each other in 2 years, beyond elation, the euphoria, the love of parents to children, of siblings, of grandparents to grandchildren, of friends, of extended family, of the whole Jewish people, and those hugs. Of the Jews coming back from 2 years in the hell of the tunnels of Gaza to be embraced by their families. Is there a happier vision? Is there a happier scene? Is there something that we can imagine that would create more joy in our hearts than Jewish brethren who are returned with their families? And it's overwhelming. I had one student reach out and say that she's just been crying. And those are holy and special tears. And the Jewish people have been crying tears for 2 years. Tears of pain, tears of agony, tears of hope. And now, after 2 years, we can shed tears of joy. And that is something truly special and something that we cannot miss. So where do we even begin? I'd like to begin with the greatness of the Jewish people. Since October 7th, 2023, the outpouring of love, of aid, of volunteers, of money. Oh my gosh, how much money has the Jewish people around the world sent to Israel? It's truly, truly, truly incredible. In addition, obviously, the lobbying of governments and the political activity and everything, no stone left unturned to be able to work for the release of these hostages. And of course, the soldiers, many of them, over 900 of them, who gave their lives, who made the ultimate sacrifice so that this satanic evil regime of Hamas will be destroyed in Gaza and the hostages will be brought home. They gave their lives. Over 900 Jews gave their lives for the hostages to come back. And we stand in awe at their commitment to the Jewish people and to Israel. We salute them and can only hug them and do everything we can to honor their memory. And in addition, how many prayers were said and how many tears were shed? How many mitzvahs were done? How many challah bakings? How many candle lightings? How many people putting on tefillin? There are thousands of Jewish men putting on tefillin now since October 7th who did not put on tefillin before. There is a worldwide tefillin revolution. People doing things they never would have done before. There's absolutely a delicious scene. Ron Breslovsky, one of these hostages who came out and really was one of those who was starved, and in these horrific videos, he comes out, and the video is he doesn't recognize his younger brother. He doesn't recognize his younger brother. It's been 2 years. I guess it's the, you know, preteen, teen years, and he, you know, matured. He didn't recognize him. And then Ron looks at him, and his younger brother's wearing tzitzis. He says, "What are these? What are these?" And the younger brother said, "These are for you. I wore these tzitzis for 2 years for you." And they have one of the most warm embraces you could possibly imagine. Who is like the Jewish people? All of the contributions, all of the efforts. If we know, God forbid, if anything like this happens, we have an entire people behind us. What an honor it is to be a part of the Jewish people. What a privilege it is to be part of the Jewish people. Who else would do this? Who else would do this? What other nation on earth, what other people on earth for 2 years will be solely focused on their brothers and sisters to help them in any and every possible way? How amazing are the Jewish people? And that's what I wanted to start with, how truly incredible the Jewish people are and how special we are and what a privilege it is to be Jewish. Now, so many things to say. I'll share with you. So there's a very special rabbi named Rabbi Kolodetsky. He's the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky of blessed memory, was the greatest Torah sage and died not so long ago. So Rav Kolodetsky was, you know, what the, you know, people would call ultra-Orthodox. Okay? He is as one of the leaders of the ultra-Orthodox camp, has a heart bigger than anyone. And since October 7th, he has slept on a wooden board. Rabbi Kolodetsky has slept on a wooden plank, a wooden board, for 2 years because of the pain, to share the burden and share the pain of his brothers who are captive in Gaza. And this Simchas Torah, the full 2 year cycle, was the first time in 2 years that he slept on a mattress. That's what it means to be part of the Jewish people. Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lezeh. All the Jewish people are bound up and responsible for one another. That is a privilege. That is a great merit to be part of the Jewish people. What can I say? Nova, the site of the bloodiest attack, and I had the distinct, I don't know, honor, I would say, of being there on our Israel trip this past May, and where the most horrific massacre occurred. The morning of the release of Hoshana Rabbah, the day right before Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, they had hundreds, if not a few thousand people there praying and anticipating the hostage release. The triumph of the Jewish people, Dafka, specifically at the spot of the greatest tragedy, is where men and women gathered to pray with their lulavs and esrogim and their four species, to sing and to dance hallel, to sing songs of praise to Hashem, to God, in the same place of the darkest tragedy. That is the Jewish people. That is the Jewish people. You know, I was queuing up a podcast right before the holidays, and I was unable to finish it, but I'd like to share the launching pad for that right now and what inspired me, and to use that as a segue to the next segment of what we're going to talk about. So there's something called the Jewish People Policy Institute. I've never heard of them before, but evidently they give a Jewish people policy evaluation and assessment every year, and they deliver it to the president of Israel. There are six categories that the JPPI assesses: demographic, cohesion, geopolitics, Israel-U.S. relations, resilience, and Jewish identity. Okay, so this report was given on September 25th, 2025, and it was delivered to President Herzog, President of Israel, and it was a little bit of a downer, saying in all the different categories, but basically the uptick in anti-Semitism around the world, and sadly, the lack of resilience among the Jewish people, that there was a waning resilience in the face of the anti-Semitism around the world and the criticism of Israel fighting a very just war, I may add, a very just war, that the world Jewry's resilience was eroding, and they called for a global plan to combat anti-Semitism. I would like to tell the JPPI, you don't understand the Jewish people one bit. You have no clue who you're talking about. You have absolutely no finger on the pulse of the Jewish people. Do you want to hear about resilience? Would you like to hear a little bit about resilience? I want to share with you, and I've shared with you in the past, the story of Bar Cooperstein. And I could talk about him and his family for hours and hours. Bar Cooperstein is from a family of Russian background, and they came to Israel, and he went to a school that was established specifically for immigrants from Russia that had Jewish values. And his parents put him in that school, and it made a deep impression upon him. And he was in captivity for 2 years. And his mother gave one of the most powerful speeches. It was a Motzei Shabbos. It was a Saturday night in February of 2024. And it was a whole Shabbaton that was made in a hotel for the families of the hostages. And she gets up there and she says that there was a time when the Hamas terrorist holding her son Bar called her and said that he was made all sorts of demands, and if you don't do these demands, we are going to kill your son. And she said, what do you want? And they said to her, the terrorist said to her, We want you to fight against Bibi. We want you to join the protests. We want you to call for the condemnation of Israel for bombing Gaza, etc. And Mrs. Cooperstein paused. And then she said, my son is not in your hands. My son is in the hands of Hashem, of God's hands. And then she paused, and there was silence on the phone, and she finished her statement and said, and so are you. You too are in God's hands. She said this to a Hamas terrorist who's holding her son. Silence on the phone, and the Hamas terrorist responded to her, Kol hakavod giveret. Kol hakavod giveret. More power to you, Madame Giveret. And the conversation ended. This woman, this resilient Jewish woman, a resilient Jewish woman of faith, told that Hamas terrorist and put him in his place, and he acknowledged. Who knows where that Hamas terrorist is right now? But we know where Bar Cooperstein is now, back at home. It's unbelievable. So Bar came home and he put out a video. He thanked everyone for their support and for their love. And he said, above all, I would like to thank the Bore Olam. I would like to thank the creator of the world. Imagine this. You imagine how special this is, that he understands that everything he went through, he could have come out bitter. He could have come out all disgruntled, and he came out thankful. That is resilience. That is the greatness of the Jewish people. There was a certain song, a very popular song among the Jewish people, talking about that God's presence is with us, even Bahastara, even in the hidden times. He said he sung that song over and over again, feeling that God was with them throughout the 2 years. And there's a beautiful video going around of he and his whole family singing that song after Simchas Torah together. Segev Kalfon, he was released, he asked immediately for kippah and tzitzis. He fasted on both Yom Kippurs. He found the spiritual resilience to fight against the Hamas terrorists who were holding him captive. Matan Angrest, this is just a small sampling, tip of the iceberg stuff. A month into his captivity, requested tefillin and a sidur and a tanakh from his Hamas terrorists. And guess what? He got them. He got them. Muhammad, I'd like a side of fries and, a Torah, please. He got them. Guess, you know, they said that, you know, Israeli soldiers were there. Maybe they left it behind. Maybe who knows? Who knows? Who knows even from whom which soldiers they were taken. But he had tefillin and a siddur. He prayed three times a day. And he read from the Tanakh. And he said that he knew he would be saved because there were countless times where he was staying was bombed and it just missed him. He said he knew with complete faith that he would be saved. I could go on and on and on. So I'd like to share that we are at a point where we have to ask ourselves, what happens with us now? What happens when we are living through a truly miraculous time? And I hope more to detail what I mean by the miracles next week, God willing. What type of miracles we've seen. But we cannot be the same people we were on October 6th, 2023. We cannot be the same people if these hostages have gone through so much and returned home safely against all odds. If there were Vegas odds on this release that the last 20 would come out alive, 0.000001, it would be an incredible bet to take. And miraculously, they all came out. But so we cannot stay the same people. We need to be inspired by the resilience of the hostages, by the resilience of the brave soldiers who fought, by the resilience of the Jewish people who have all done everything we can for 2 years, be it physical, be it spiritual, emotional, in every possible way to help the hostages. So I'd like to conclude by asking everyone to look in the mirror and say, what can I do differently? How can I be more Jewish, more resilient? How can I plug in to the values from which we derive our resilience? And those values are Torah values. We have not only existed and survived for 3,800 years since Abraham and Sarah, we have thrived. We have overcome. We are the Energizer Bunny of history, but not just the Energizer Bunny, with people shooting at it and kidnapping it and doing everything they can. And we will not be stopped. And it's because of our values. It's because of who we are. It's because of the Torah. And how appropriate that these final hostages were released right as we were ushering in Simchas Torah, the holiday where we dance and we rejoice for the fact that we have the Torah, that we are the people of the Torah. So God bless. It's just the beginning. I hope to share more, but I hope that is a good start to helping to process the truly miraculous and God-given days in which we're living. God bless. Have an amazing rest of your week, and we look forward to seeing you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Thursday/Monday Motivations.